sixth topic of teaching that the great yogi Lorepa gave to his disciple. So he said he would teach about these things. From six to, if there are six shlokas, as I told you, the shloka, each shloka has four stanzas. So there are six shlokas, and he gave all his teachings in six shlokas. And every shloka ends with sentencing that go for meditations, like that. So therefore the title of this teaching is also known as a six, what do you call, topic, going for the meditation. So Lorepa was the one of the lineage disciples in Kagyupa tradition. Milarepa says. One of the indirect disciples of Milarepa.
The Lorepa de Po Sangha Solo, so Chembuji, the Chile, Reggie, that Rete letter, Fukji, Retana, local Jitrovajani, you were as.
So in northern Tibet, there is a very big lake. So then in the center of the lake, there's one hill, small hill. So he did meditation for 6 years on top of this hill. He stayed in retreat for 6 years. In this, on this mountain top, small hill, inside, in the center of the that big lake.
Then, local Drupa Jani, then it's for
9 years. For 9 years, he said, in retreat. Not six. He makes six upside down.
Then, local Drupa Jani, then it's for. So
So after 9 years when he completed 9 years, so then he accomplished the siddhi, or he can attain the siddhi, and then he came out from the retreat.
Then Java Loreba Kedin Loma.
So after coming out from the retreat, then he taught his disciples, and the first teaching was this sixth topic, sort of six shlokas he gave.
Tela tangbo tene, sikye tangbo tela lo le su rongwa sinyi de, kankar pu choje navenda, naven naven mekhi kong mekhi. The awareness is time to hear you. It and that the carer is not. No less room as it is in Koval and Neighbor and John. Go enjoy the day by G. She sees some low, low jibate, low less room as ever. Then the low less room on same day, young, low less room on same jibate, say, Chu Yabo Madam and the Yand of Rays on the Yand of Rays. But Candidates and the Kang Carpetu and Avengers. Kangitil and Navin,
So the first shloka that he gave the, as a teaching to his disciple is that the first line is that lo lesro simili, which says that the mind lesro was this one chula tapayo.
Mm-hmm.
The mind, he says that the mind which is usable easily, which the mind which can easily be used for a great purpose. Here, the mind which can easily be used for a great purpose means referring to the quality of mind, the mind that is with the feeling of strong renunciations, and the mind with the great faith in the Dharma and in karma and effects, etc. Is this such mind and such feeling, that such mind is like, to have such mind is like a mist, it says, like a mist fog on top of a mountain, and no one never knows that when this mist will disappear. He says, because it's fleeting, thoughts are fleeting, and whenever we get some positive thoughts, at the same time we must use this positive thought, we must act upon the positive thought before it vanishes, before it goes away. It means like that, you must say that. So therefore, no one, he says, and no one knows that when this mist, you know, mist, this cloud-like thought will disappear or will vanish. No one knows it. So therefore, before vanishing it, one must take a step towards for the practice of the Dharma. One must go for the practice of Dharma. So this is first going for the practice of Dharma. So in this way, there are six shlokas to go for the practice of Dharma.
Nibate Gungi Dube Gulu de Kingdom Zawa Rowan Kingdom Nandir Miki Gongi De Jibun is a temperature here. De Jibun is a temperature here. Lu De Tendate Lute Joma Ye Sa Cho Me Sa Cho Me Long De Joma Ye De Jibun De De Jibun De Jibun De Jibun De
Kingdom Tower, the Kingdom of the Kingdom. They didn't jingle this.
And then the second shloka says that the meaning of the second shloka was explained as saying that our material body, the physical body, our material body, which is made up of four kind of elements, is like the tree. The root of which is rotten. The root of this tree is like rotten, because since it is permanent, and Rinpoche says, since it is impermanent, you know, so the death, it is subject to death and destructions, and the death is sure, is imminent, unavoidable. Rotten means, the root of the tree is rotten, means like that. So it is like the root of the tree which is rotten. So then so no one knows that. Then it says that when this tree will fall down, the tree which is our body, the tree like our body, and the root of which is rotten, completely rotten, since it is compounded, therefore it is rotten. So therefore, No one knows here, the shloka says that, the sentence says, the stanza says that, no one knows, no one never knows yes, when this tree will fall down. So therefore, then it, the next sentence says that, certainly, definitely, this tree will fall down one day. Therefore, one must go for the practice of the Dharma.
Tati tsung dhol dhe no yuli khyata ka phongpo nde mataba hik dhol re hikpa khyata ka phongpo nde hikpa tse tene pama nyende ki jang ping dhogo ma seno lung ju ki jang ping dhogo ma dhogo dhomu ki jang ping dhogo ma ping dhogwa de tabichu re di sena de tabichu dhogo re gojit
de. The brief meaning of the shloka is that so this the physical material body, which is made up of all kind of elements, is impermanent, and the destruction of this and death, the end of this such body is sure and certain. However, and when the destruction will come, when it will be destroyed, this is uncertain. So then, when death comes, the destruction means here death. When the death comes, nobody can help. Even our dearest persons, the person who love us most, like our parents, also cannot help. Our friend also cannot help us. They also cannot. They cannot avoid us. They cannot turn away our death. I mean, they cannot protect us from the death. Therefore, the only thing, yes, then the only thing that can help after the death is the Dharma, the practice of the Dharma. Therefore, one should go, one should proceed and for the practice of the Dharma right from now for 2 years.
Jubze longju chenpo yinna pin mato pa lu hindu re. Yana lu mayba jubze longju mayba yinna kan yinna chepa mayba ten lu di hindu re.
So whether one is rich, or one is physically very strong, or one is very powerful, or whether one is beautiful, however, for everyone, whether one leads a very poor life, or a very rich life, or a very comfortable life, or a very powerful life, for everyone, the death is the same. Death will never consider anybody, and when death comes, it's equal to everybody.
The zubu hegdan dogre se heg heba yena ya danda ni heg dogre san gom den sem jo ya madu kan pin dog mare san na te pin dogre.
Is then if one thinks that well, the death, of course, death is sure, and. One thinks that yes, it is natural that everybody dies one day. At the end, everybody has to die. So then, what is the use to have, you know, about thinking about the impermanency and the death and the destructions? And what benefit one can get out of this by thinking and reflecting on the impermanence and death and destruction? And secondly, then it's the impermanence, the meditation and the reflection of, on the impermanence and death and destruction, and functions, and it functions as like it inspires you. It produces a very great enthusiasm for the practice of Dharma within you, like a whip. You say, when you do a horse race, and without a whip, the horse will not run. It's like a whip, you know. So impermanence, meditation on impermanence, is like a whip, you know, which makes you to practice Dharma, which makes you to turn your mind towards Dharma.
May I ask a question?
Pardon? Yes, please.
I found that one time in my life, it was very dangerous to meditate. I was about 14 and get great shock to me.
It's a shock to you?
Yeah, it just it tore me apart, the experience of meditating on a death. I mean, it caused a great fear with me. Sometimes it's still
there.
So if you get, if you fear, you know, if you feel great fear, then which says that we have got some other things to meditate on to remove the fear.
Tama chun tar sin par si son de mata lo mando ko na tene chuten tar sin lo son de
and by meditating on the death and impermanence so then it makes your practice perfect at the end
then the tambo
so these three are there are three kind of benefits by meditating on impermanence
je je mala re pe ngan che ben jing ne rela son son re che ben jing ne rela son namje chami gongo ne jimi nyung ma je sa sin so na chewa ge jing ne re thul so ne gom ja yin so namje cha me ba de gom gongo ne se ne gom hi de be de ne ta jimi nyung ma je sa sin so ta je me je kwa ma do so yin re de na yin nga zhe dang bu chewa le je ju se de yu man che be ji mu ge ba jimi nyung ma je sa sin ma zo ko ya me ba
so jisen mirare ba also said in his song that with the fear of death, and he said, with the fear of death, I escaped to the mountains. I went to the mountain, and by continuous meditation, as a result, with the continued meditations on the death and impermanence, now I achieve the state of deathlessness, which is free from the fear caused by the death. So Rinpoche says, therefore, if we are afraid of the death, so we must meditate on the impermanency and death on destruction more and more. So that will bring the immortality. If you understand that everything is impermanence and it's just instantaneous, every phenomena is instantaneous. If you know this fact, if you understand this fact, then and the ultimate meaning also one can understand easily. And the what is called death is also is concept. In fact, it is conceptual things, it's conceptions. It's like a dream. It's like a death in the dream.
Then mada bunturba the jang and then it tapa kehi meba, kehi meba then, kehi meba kompan doko.
So therefore, through the purification of the mada turba, no?
Mada turba kehi.
So through the meditation on the
madan trupe che che pang de tambe tambu chewa gom chewa le jing de tambe chu drop de madan tru nang ge che che de me ba zo de ने किमी
जले मादा छुलन केवा दे शिवा ने
केवा दे केवा दे मेबा जोते
तांगो जीवा मिता गो ओ
तांगो जीवा मिता गो दे
तने
गोबा लते दे मादा डर बे जे के जवा ने मेबा जोते किमी केवा मेबा जो बसन जे को मन रो को
सो So Rinpoche says that through, so we should, therefore we have to attain the state of deathlessness, that is the Buddhahood, through the meditation on the impermanence and the death, and which, and through the meditation of, on impermanence and the death, and Mada Geshi, Geshi Jangya, Jangje, the Kara Geshi, Mada Geshi Jangje. Tanda, you are made up of Gomiatica, the Jangje Mada.
Metaba, Metaba Him, the Metaba Hival Din, Metaba Rangjan to you, Marwa. The name Metaba Meba Zola, Tamichi Dama Bode.
Yes, Rinpoche says that it is the death and birth is also. What do you call it? Conceptions, an idea, and thought, conceptions. This we can purify it. This is an impure vision. These two are also impure vision. So this, through the purifications, through the purification of these two impure visions, and then one should achieve the state of deathlessness, which is, in the other term, is called Buddhahood. And for this, first of all, we need to meditate on death and impermanence.
Tasumbate sen norzere sen ne supu norzende drame sabba dranze dra dranze suju mehi gomlihi de yenji kebarne sutambe chulihi son yu. Ta semne goni sabbe norze de karne anna karne dragresi lu yugin dobe julinde hindon tsawar orvaden rava yino ta semne sobe norze de kante chel dragresi na semne sobe norze de drama kisabbe dranze dravo chi yuresi kante sen dragresi na pende dranze de ranga sa anna yenji long jugurwa te hindi semne sobe norze de te yang drame sabbe dranze de dranze ranga sa de Long job of Yinji Joba Tigindo. Ranga Sakba Simnaka Sakba Norze, eh? Dame Sakba dances Yendo, Yinji Jugares. Dances to me, he gone to his editor. Simna Sakba Norze and the Dame Sakba dances the Dadres. The Simna Sakba Norze dances the Sokichu Hakumares, Higumares. Then tele gomna hicks, that gom yak. Gomte, the Yinji Jabar Nesotan, but Chili Hicks, it's a Hima de Semnes open or the Drans and Dravati, Tindi Yuma Yinji Jabar Nigres, this and the Tambuchu Rogo Reza. That Norzetea Rang Norzeta, he could stand there to take Yinji Jure Tapjazo, Rangamuna, the Long Jia Jungrava, Norzeta, Hindu Tini, Zachia, the Sutanji Sadden, Tini Yinji Jubita Darva.
So then, explaining the meaning of the third shloka, which says that not only our the body is impermanent, but also the collection, you know, collecting, accumulating the worldly wealth is also meaningless and essenceless. So then the shloka says that. And the wealth and the richness, the material possessions, which we have collected, we have accumulated with a great, you know, stinginess or miserly, is also like a honey. You know, it's like honey, and honey, and collected by the bees. Collected by the bees. You know. And no one knows that who will be used in such material possession that we have collected, we have accumulated with a great hardship, with miserly and miserly stinginess. And certainly this will be used by others after the death. Therefore, and the job ringer so tambi chole sero yeah, therefore and one must go for the practice of the dharma without being attached to the worldly possessions anymore. And regarding this, Rinpoche also say that although the trivial things that we mostly we use in our during our lifetime, however, one always naturally one has the intention or one has the sort of mentally one know most people think that the most dearest things, most valuable things, he always keep all the time. He try to keep it without using it. So as a result, what happens one day then when he leaves all of a sudden this world, this when he leaves his earthly body all of a sudden, so naturally such the precious thing that for he for which he has a great attachment and love would be used by other persons. Saints, they used to sing their teaching.
Zagin to be called on. That's Senes Lodes or once in the Kankar, the Lodian Away the Graze. Jungin the Vilgil Kingdoms are over the Senes over no other dumbness of the Taz. Tana, then. Cordon, Song Mango down the tenny, Tanda. That hiss, it told you running my little song. What end of it is? So on the so wonder what I would hear it. So on the so wonder what I would hear it. Zagin to go condo, so on the so wonder what I would hear it. So on the so wonder what the Cadu Jin and Rohako mass. So so the Jin over this. Rumbo Nam Jimmy, he gone here. Rumbo there, so on the so wonder Rumbo Nam Jihako mare, this henna, ta gone. Gom ke jag ki gogre sa gom ke es de che par nge so tam be chul ke es de dan dan za ki tu bun ko do chon du so bun do mo de 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 yo ma che ndo gre es de ne de le pem be se da ta ji be ka zu pem be tam be chu yang da ba ji lo go gre es tam be chu yang da ba ji do ne ya bo pem gre es
so then if the the nature of the mind, the body, and the world are like that. If they are like that, then what is the nature of the relatives and the friends? Relatives, friends, and those dearest persons for whom we have great attachments. So then, to this question, you know, the next loka answer, sort of yes. If one question himself, you know, so then the answer to this. Question is the friend and the dearest friends and relatives are also for whom we have great attachments, are also like the people who gather in the market, you know, in marketing place. And one never knows that when they will be separated from each other. And then the last shloka says that, the last line says, the separation, the parting is definite, is sure, certain. Therefore, before you separate from them and go for the practice with the Dharma, in order to achieve or in order to bring such a state that you will never be separate from them.
Tene zagin te ben kodo tsundi sogun do mo tawe yin yang. Teter hibu gonin chu nyam so ya chu ya bo dro. Cheba do dorje te gun yam ya bo se no. Tene ya dro zagin te ben kodo te lu yin yang. Ya kan da nyam do to ba da yan te lu yang ko yo pres. Chu chen me bal te ne.
Yes.
Chu chen me bal ma di na. Tene tsundi sogun do mo dro te tene so so.
And Rinpoche says, although the nature of the friends and relatives are also like that, then the separation is indispensable. The separation is unavoidable, you know, unavoidable. The separation is definite and certain. However, through the practice of, if one practices Dharma very well in general, and particularly if one practices the Mahayana teachings and Vajrayana teachings, then one can achieve that such power and the state that he or she will never be separated from his or her friends and relatives.
Yerpo inda bote ke par saman de de tin kor tin yan ni se de saman de po wan ke saman de de tin kor tin yan ni se de yer bütü mo da se da ke ba kanga de ne pongbo de ja zon na ki so mi kan na pi ga de.
So it is said that, for example, which says that it is said that the king Jalu Kharson, Jabu Indrabhuti, yes, the king Indrabhuti, an ancient and king Indrabhuti in India, also through the accomplishment of through the sadhana of through the practice of the tantric. Tantric Yidam, Tantric Deity, Guhaya Samaj, Samandiva. Guhaya Samaj is one of the highest Tantric Deity, highest Tantric Yidam Deity. Through the practice of, through the sadhana of this deity, so it is said that he attained the rainbow body, the luminous body, together with his wife, his children, and his wife and the children, he says, and his parents, and that very body. Pumbu Jalil Bhava, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the rainbow body, together with his wife, with his children, and his dearest persons. Without being separated physically. In the same way, many saints and saints in India and Tibet also attained the same in such luminous body or rainbow body.
Ngāpātē pāmiṃ dēng sēngjī tēgā sāṅkārī dēs pāmiṃ dēng sēngjī tēgā sāṅkārī dēs yomāṅ kēngjī mē tōndā yomāṅ nāṁ jīg mē kīk ngōnā kīng dēng jīg bār ngē sō tāmbī chūlī kīgs pāmiṃ pātā rāṅ kē pāmiṃ pāmā lā sō bā tēlā pāmiṃ jē tā pāmiṃ nāṁ jīng dēng sēngjī gōnī tēgā sātā kāng bā lā sō bā dā sō kāng dā gā rē sē nā yomāṅ kēngjī sē Then Rabatane mentored the Kaduki Akogumare, this and the Gomniki Kogres, then Jiburniso Tambachikis.
Then after that, and he says that, Rumi explained that the the house and the buildings, and which is constructed by our parents, by our father and our grandfather, which they have constructed, yes, constructed by our grandfather and the grandfather, with the, you know, with the, what you call, dancing as well, competition feelings also, with the competition, yes, attitude, unhealthy competition, you know, yes, unhealthy competition, dancing means, you know, oh, he's also building, constructing the building. I also want to know. It's competition, you know, out of with the this
rivalry.
Rivalry. I see. Mm. Yes, with the rivalry. And with the
rivalry.
With the attitude of the competitions, yes. Feeling rivalry, yes. And built by, you know, our fathers and the grandfathers. Then we say our father and forefathers. Out of such feelings, you know, out of rivalry, out of unhealthy, you know, competitions, attitude, and such attitude is also like a magical illusion created by a magician, say. So one never knows. Permission, dancing with you, come give me.
The man can give me a turn.
Yes, one never knows that when this magical illusion will disappear, and therefore before it will disappear, then one go for the practice with that.
Rang kya ni che pa pa te loja len be gen gon da di pin ato me ki gon la ki pin me to pa ne sa tan ba chi ni yes ta rang kya ni che pa pa da ya na kan de san da ga san na rang kya ni che pa 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 de po mun de loja len be gen gon da u chi yes yes ta loja len be gen go ga sa wa ka ya si thu ma ra wa ten da u chi ke ja ra loja len be gen gon da di pin ato me ki gon ni ki di pin ato me ki de le chen cha ma si tele gonja sir kon ki pin ma to bren ge so tam bi chule ki di pin ma to bren ge re si yum ti se na de ne tam bi chule ki pa am tam bi chue ya bu di do ko ne
so then the next is that rang ku saro
rang kya ni
chen chu san tu ya the children which are your own blood, the children that you have, the children produced by yourself, and whom you gave birth, yes, and who are your own blood, are also like an old man, you know, they are like old men, very very old men. And one never knows that they will be helpful you. They will be helpful, they will benefit you or not, they will be helpful to you or not, and one never knows it. So, then, pen nam to mi shebe.
Pen ato mi?
Pen mi shebe.
Go
bless you.
Di pen ma to pang esu tabi chubi kis.
Tabi chubi kis. So, one never knows that they will be helpful to you or not. So therefore you go for the practice of Dharma, and then they repeated the sentence again, saying that definitely they will not be helpful to you. So you go for the Dharma, which will be the most helpful, which is the most helpful.
Tini tepe gomre mambo re te sore be gongo re se.
Gomya kare se.
Gomya de kare gongo re se na. Ta tse ching lu ching lu sangye pandu na. Tini tanda sacha chenpo da naro churuk te so gomre te so tini re be gongo re se.
So then Rinpoche says that what are the things that is to be practiced, that one should practice in order to achieve the Buddhahood in this very life? The shortest, the whatever the most profound things that through by practice of which one can achieve Buddhahood in this very life. So this is the Mahamudra, and the Mahamudra, the profoundest view, and the six yoga of Naropa.
Then you have to be in a Ranga Padamala Pinto, the Provo Mola Pinto. That's a member singing the Pinto by Muir. And there have been a kid.
So if you practice Dharma sincerely and properly, Rinpoche says that you can help your parents, your girlfriend, your boyfriends, and all those persons for whom you have attachment, for whom you love very much, or who is your dearest to you.
Pena Zobel Sanje Chondin de Jetene Chunkor Koryabate, the cubs at the Dorsa Sanje Majaba Mambotene, Rajomben Devatan to the Toy of Res. Lot on Ramambur and the Yamins were a Tandan Zambeling at any Casacani Zambeling at any day, the Mambok and Yams and the Pinto.
For example, it says that the teaching that which is given by the Buddha, through these teachings, and many people could attain the arhatahood, could attain the realizations during his life, during Buddha's own lifetime, as well as after that. And not only that, even these days also, even these days also, many people achieve the realizations through the teachings which is given by Buddha, which he left behind for us. So in this way, if we get realizations, we also can help many other people through our realizations.
Oh yeah.
So this is the brief explanation of the six Gomshik. If you have some, if you have doubt, any questions, please ask him.
The Friesland always people have colds.
I don't know. Some Scotland was really cold, but I didn't get cold. It's by chance.
Yeah, people here say if you are a good Frisian, which people are called who live here, you have always a cold.
Teaches about Mahamudra,
yes.
Discuss about Mahamudra or not? That's
because
question.
You were ending with that book as a part of the last sloka.
Ending with it?
The last remarks Rinpoche made were about the Mahamudra teaching.
I did Rinpoche, yes. Can Rinpoche go show to learn the Chagachambu Gomorsofunsa? Chagachambu Kachamorsofunsa. Then the Tandi Shaloka took the Indesha Naro. The Shaloka took the Chagachambu Tandar and Reza Rekundres. So Rinpoche said this six shloka mainly teaches about the impermanency of the things to which we cling to. We have a great attachment. And impermanency, meditation on impermanency, or the reflection and meditation on impermanency means this is sort of a preparation of a path which leads to the realization of Mahamudra. So this six shlokas tells us that how things are in harmony, how the phenomena are in harmony. And then what is practice? What the things to be practiced? That is Mahamudra. And this, yeah, Mahamudra.
Dene?
Then any questions?
Then?
No questions.
That's what I'm in a gombiai.